Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, talking today about Library Square and the larger Civic Campus. Joined today by Christine Richmond from the Urban Land Institute. Christine, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jason.
You have another job also that we sometimes get to work with you for GSBS Architects as well.
That's right. I'm a partner at GSBS Architects.
But for today, the purposes of today's interview, you'll be playing the role of
the District Council Chair of the Urban Land Institute, Utah District Council.
That is a long title.
It is, which is why we just say ULI.
We're going to say ULI the rest of the interview, now that we've got that out of the
yes.
way. And also by my dear friend, Leah Summers. Leah, is it Senior Counsel to Mayor Jackie Biskupski for Art and Culture?
Yes. Senior Advisor for Arts and Culture.
Okay, so we are here in the Danker Studios at KCPW on Library Square talking about this neighborhood and what the future of this neighborhood might look like. We recently had a TAP, which is a ULI term for a community conversation, talking about Library Square. And I want to take just a moment and answer the question, why are we even having this conversation? Why are we starting to think about what the future of Library Square and the larger Civic Campus might look like in 5 or 10 years? Christine, do you want to answer that? Leah, do you want to answer that?
I think Leah should start because just as a little background, a TAP is usually brought into a community at the request of sponsors. And in the case of this particular TAP, the request came from the mayor's office, from Mayor Biskupski's office, and from the Downtown Alliance.
Correct.
And so the three groups, ULI, Downtown Alliance, and Mayor Biskupski's office have been coordinating running this process, and that resulted in the activities of last week.
Yeah. Okay. So, Leah, we're all three here: the Downtown Alliance, the Mayor's Office, and ULI. Why are we talking about Library Square?
That's a good question. And the most common question that I get when we're talking about Library Square is what's wrong with Library Square? Why do we have to fix it? It's so great and wonderful, and everybody loves the library, so what is there to fix?
It is the architectural jewel of our city in many respects. It is a great, great building, for sure.
Most definitely. And I think that there's a lot of love for, yes, the architecture, but also all the great programming that's offered by the library that's mostly free and really community-focused. So that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that the space on the outside is not utilized to the potential that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our big festivals, our Arts Festival and our Pride Festival and our Living Traditions Festival, and I think Days of 47 makes a quick day, mm-hmm. and utilizes some of the space. But apart from that, you don't see a lot of people coming to, you know, enjoy lunch at Library Square, to bring their families here on the weekends. And why is that? If it's the crown jewel of our city, what's the best way to utilize that space? And so we talked about it in a number of ways, and we'll continue to be talking about it in a number of ways, whether, you know, we make small tweaks that make a big difference, or maybe we should start looking at really big things for the future of this space.
And I want to point out, too, that this is really the start of a community conversation, that nothing has been decided, there's no specific concrete plans, but in some ways this is the way that active urban spaces should always be thought about, is what's next. No space is ever done. Times Square is never done. Mm-hmm. The Strip in Las Vegas is never, even really well-known, highly utilized urban spaces are never finished. You're always thinking, what else can we do? How else can we improve the space? How can we make the space more relevant for the people who live there? Christine, what do you have to say about that, representing ULI?
Well, I know, you know, the community has made a lot of investment in the Civic Campus area, which, for those of you who weren't with us last week at the TAP, that extends from Washington Square, that's the home of the City and County Building, east through Library Square to the block on which the new Public Safety Building is located. And, you know, the master plan for Salt Lake City envisions that sort of connection going all the way through, eventually maybe even as far east as 7th East. And so, you know, the city's made a lot of investment. They put a lot of attention to it. It's mentioned in the downtown master plan as a very important link between the core of downtown to the areas to the east is part of the cultural core. And so having this conversation about not just having a great space, but creating a great place, mm-hmm. which requires a space with people in it. How do we get the people there on a daily basis? And that was the focus of the TAP and the series of next steps that they suggested for moving forward and incorporating additional public input into the process.
So I want to take just a second and talk about the role of people. I mean, this seems sort of obvious. Sometimes when people think about downtown or they think about an urban center, they think about a city, they just think about the iconic buildings. So if you think about a symbol of San Francisco, you might think Golden Gate Bridge or the Tri-America Tower. You might think about Chinatown more generally. But really, for a lot of people, it's the people. I mean, a city is not just buildings or streets. It's about the people that activate that space and use that space. So can you talk a little bit about the relationship of people in this civic campus and how you see that moving forward?
Well, part of what we gained from the charrette that we ran on the Wednesday night as part of the technical advisory panel process was asking people what they liked about the space now, how mm-hmm. they would like to use it, what additional things that they would like to see there to encourage them to use it. Because it's not about what I think as a professional planner, or it's not about what Juanita Hardy as an expert at, coming to serve on a panel things. It's about what the people who live and work and play in and around the Civic Campus think about how they want to use that space. How does the community want to use that space? And that's what the charrette was about on the Wednesday night.
Yeah. And that's, I want to give props to our dear friend Dita Seed, who has really helped guide this process. She wanted to be very clear that this is a community conversation. This is about the whole community coming together. People have such affection for and such an emotional connection with and tie with the library. This isn't about people sitting in a planning office making plans. This is really a larger conversation with the whole of Salt Lake City about what we're going to do with this amazing asset that we have. And Leah, I know Mayor Biskupski's office has been very supportive of that community concept, of that open conversation about how do we bring people together, have this conversation.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's, like to piggyback on what you said earlier, Jason, No, there's no space that's ever completely finished. And
right.
when we have a space that we love as much as Library Square, I think it's our duty as a city and to know that this is really important to our community to recognize that and to continue to talk about how do we make this the public asset that it is every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe it is today, but if we're not thinking about it and getting comfortable, then in 5 years, maybe it won't be. And
yeah.
that would be sad. And we're not going to let that happen.
Well, really, the only way that good things happen is people actually think about it and plan for it and help encourage those good things to happen. Very rarely does something just spontaneously, magically happen that's amazing. I mean, I guess it can. It's a lot more likely if people are actually thinking about it and planning ahead and trying to come up with some strategies to actually have the type of development, to attract the type of programming that we want to really, I think, capitalize on the investment that's already been made and maybe some future investments that might happen here in this space. We have got just 1 minute left. I wanted to take just a second and ask you about how you think the process might move forward. I know a lot of conversations about it happened on Wednesday night. Again, this is the start of this conversation. How do you think this process is going to move forward?
Well, the panel's presentation on Thursday night was a presentation of how they see the next steps unfolding. But a key component of it is for the mayor's office in particular to get the public comment back on what the panel presented on Thursday night that actually will allow them to move forward. So I think Leah's plan is to have the presentation posted for people to look at and respond to, those who couldn't join us on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even those who were able to join us on Wednesday and Thursday to say, this was my feedback, take a look at the recommendations, and then say, oh, that's not what I meant. Not like that. Or that's exactly what I meant. And you totally captured it. And just getting that response one way or another is going to be really important.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the Civic Campus in downtown Salt Lake City and the future potential plans for Library Square.
You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. For podcasts and more local shows and lectures, follow us on iTunes or visit the Local Shows tab at kcpw.org.
We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. I am joined today by two dear friends. Leah Summers is the senior advisor to Mayor Jackie Biskupski for Art and Culture. Leah, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Christine Richmond is with GSBS Architects. She is a principal with the prominent local architecture firm. But she's also here today representing the Urban Land Institute, which is helping the mayor's office and the Downtown Alliance think a little bit more long-term about the future of our civic campus and what we might do to make it even more useful and helpful for people. I want to talk a little bit about sort of the history of Library Square, because I think that is an interesting component. Decades ago, this place was the Criminal Justice Center that was built in the 1960s, early 70s. It's where we had a small jail and courts. And we decided as a community to tear that down, to build a brand new, beautifully designed library designed by prominent international architect Moshe Safdie, to move what had been the library, to turn that into the Leonardo. And so people who may have just moved here within the last few decades, or, you know, people who were born since I graduated from high school, which is increasing every day, there's a lot of people, may not know about sort of the history of this very unique space and how we ended up with this incredible, cool library that was built, I think, almost 20 years ago. I mean, it's coming up on the 20-year anniversary.
15 year.
So 10, it'll be 20 years in 5 years.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, the 15-year anniversary. And this is a good time to start thinking about where we've come over the last 15 years, but maybe where we want to be 15 years from now. Leah, as a younger person, as a millennial, dare I say, what's your vision for the future of the Library Square? Like, what would you like to see 15 years from now?
That's a really good question. And I think even since the library has been built, which I spent a lot of time at the library as a young kid for a myriad of reasons, one being that it had fast internet and I had dial-up at home. And why wouldn't I just go to the library and, you know, sign in and have my 1 hour of, you know,
fast.
Surfing the web, for fast. And it's also just a great ambiance. I could go through and pick out various books of things I was interested in, which back then and still now, but especially back then, was acting, and I could read plays and sort of play both characters in a scene myself in my head. Anyway, I'm getting a little off base, but the reason to go to the library has changed so much even since then. I have internet on my phone. There's nothing. Everything is at my fingertips, so I don't need to go for that reason. I have even books on my phone. I have, I can get a Kindle. I can get an audiobook. I mean, there's no reason for me to touch a physical book anymore, though I like to.
Right.
It changes the way that I think of the library.
Right.
So really, when I think of the library, I think of it as a community space with an opportunity to expose me to something that I never would have otherwise learned. And I would love to see that continue. What that's going to look like in 15 years, I have no idea. I don't know all the new ways they're going to have for us to be able to learn new things and meet new kinds of people and explore various technologies. The library has a 3D printer, right? So I think there's a lot of brilliant minds out there that will find really interesting things to do at the heart of a community space that is Library Square. And I'm excited to see that. But I definitely always want to see it be for the community and revolutionizing the way that we think in one way or another.
Yeah. That's such an important point. When you think about the library, like Christine, you may remember, as I do, that when you were doing a report,
not a millennial here.
Yeah, nor am I. When you were doing a report, you had to like look up Time Magazine from 1983. Jeez. You had to come down to the basement of the library
to the microfiche machines,
and request a librarian to go get you some weird film that you would feed into a machine and scroll through it until you found the article you could find. Like, there was no internet. Like, that was just how you either had it in your printed encyclopedia set at home, or you came to a physical library to look up facts and get quotes and things like that. And as Leah said, the library has changed. There's more information on our cell phones now than the library had back in 1989 when I graduated from East High School. So how do you think the library has transformed, and how do you think that this space is transforming for the larger community?
Well, I know that the library has a strategic planning, and is, as we've seen, the way that they've reallocated their space in response to how people use the library now. You know, the TAP focused very clearly on what happens outside of the library, focuses very, very clearly on the Civic Campus outdoor spaces and how those outdoor spaces can support the vision and the purpose and the strategic direction of not just the library, but also the Leonardo, and how all of that is going to work together. So as the library itself transforms into a library for the rest of the 21st century, the TAP was always thinking about how to pull that out into the public realm, out into the open space on the block, and connect it to the rest of downtown. And I think that what's important about the planning process is that it's flexible and responsive, and so that the space itself can be flexible and responsive, so that in the time that it takes today's junior in high school to become the senior advisor to the mayor of Salt Lake City on issues of importance, at that time, 10 years from now, 15 years maybe,
In 15 years,
you know, we don't know what's going to be happening, but we want this space to be able to accommodate that and to act as an asset for the rest of the community as we go.
And to Leah's point, and again, I should be clear about this library, again, just one building on this larger Civic Campus, but that idea of a community gathering place becomes even more, I think, relevant and valuable to our lives. Frequently, people get pulled in different... So my wife and I last weekend were looking at our phones all day, and I realized at one point we haven't really even talked all day. Like, we've been in the same room, in the same house, doing the same thing, but we've been so... like just looking at social media, or, you know, reading about what's happening in Washington, and, you know, the comments are a reaction to, oh, did you see this person's post?
Yeah, it's like, what are you reading?
Yeah, yeah. and that idea of, I think, people really still have a hunger for that community gathering space, for a place to come together to actually talk face to face. Maybe there's a technology component to that that enhances that interaction. But that's a need that's even more prevalent and necessary than it was maybe when I was in high school. And my only reason for coming here was to look up the microfiche, to look at Time Magazine from 1983. Now I have a different need for this space.
What's also important to keep in mind is that as Salt Lake City becomes more urban, a more urban environment, these public spaces, these third spaces for people, become more and more important. So the key to our being a first-class urban environment, which is a goal that I think everybody shares, you know, this is a great place to live and work and play, but we need to make sure that our public spaces, our public gathering spaces, are supportive of social interaction, supportive of the community's vision for itself, and also just great places to be. And that comes through not just great design, but also design for the people who are supposed to be using the space, who intend to use the space. There's nothing sadder than an empty public plaza, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So this needs to be filled up.
Yeah. There was an article in the Tribune probably a year or more ago that talked about the lack of public spaces in Salt Lake City. And I really took exception to it. I actually wrote an op-ed countering it, and I said that's just not accurate or fair, that there are some great public spaces, but probably we can do a better job of figuring out how to program them, how to activate them, how to make them more relevant in people's lives. And that's a good goal, I think, for community leaders and just the general public. How do we think about these spaces differently? How do we make sure that they're activated and utilized and that we're proud of them? So 15 years from now, community gathering space, hopefully. What are the other sorts of complementary uses that could be brought to this plaza area, to this civic campus, to enhance what's already happening here?
Looking at me. Okay. I think that there are a lot of interesting opportunities to bring different organizations that serve different audiences with different missions and have them come together and collaborate on something completely new. Mm-hmm. And a community gathering space is a perfect opportunity to do that because it's safe, it's educational. There's that element of forgiving experimentation. Mm-hmm. So if you bring together two organizations that haven't worked together and they're trying stuff out, that's really the perfect setting for it. And so I'd love to see some more of that in the next 15 years. And, you know, maybe that's bringing, you know, film is so big in Salt Lake City. And the Utah Film Center already does a whole bunch of programming here at the library. And Sundance, I think, has screenings here mm-hmm. as well. So we have film already with a presence here. Maybe that gets bigger. Maybe there's a tie between film and, you know, art and technology that the Leonardo's doing. Maybe it's something new and different, like visual art and film together. How does that work? And mm-hmm. seeing interesting combinations that expose more people to more things throughout our community, but a nice heart in Salt Lake City where it all sort of starts and can branch out from there.
And it feels like that connection's already been made in some regards with the Leonardo and the library sharing this space mm-hmm. and then kind of bookended right now by the public safety building and city hall and the city and county building. Final thoughts as we wrap up. What do you hope to be 6 months from now? Super quick.
So I hope that from 6 months from now, we've advanced the conversation beyond the recommendations of the TAP, that we have processed what they gave us. And working with the mayor's office, we have a very clear sort of path forward to making that a great space.